Good afternoon. This is Dan again. Can you believe how many stupid podcasts I've done today? Pretty ridiculous, pretty silly. I am looking for work, and if you want to accuse me that I'm doing this and not looking for work, that's not true. But a lot of looking for work is surfing the web and making calls. And I've done a lot of podcasts today, and I'll freely admit it. Freely admit it. I was inspired. The next one is technically a little Saigon report and not a tale of my childhood. It is a tale of the current realm. It's a history of the present and the future. Let's call it that. As some of you may or may not have known, or may be aware of, I've had some firsts in the last year. One of my firsts is that this is the first year. This last year is the first year of my whole life that I've ever had to go to the food bank. It's the first year where I ever worried about really becoming homeless. The first year where, yeah, I had a couple weeks where I was pretty hungry because I was too proud to ask my sister for help. First year I've ever got one of those little, food stamp cards. Yeah, it's 192 bucks a month, okay? You cannot buy alcohol or cigarettes, okay? It's not that I want to, but you can't. But you can buy sugar. You can buy some terribly sugary stuff. You can do that. It goes fast, although there is no inflation. I am not proud of these things. If you're someone from Zero Hedge who listens to me and says, well, Dan is glorifying being poor and he's lazy and he doesn't want to work. No, that's not it at all. I do want to work. I do want a job. I won't lie to you. I'm a bit burned out off of my reality. I think software engineering, excuse me, software engineering in the Seattle area, for someone like myself, it's the nicest way I can put it, has become kind of hellish. And at times I do, I whatever hair I have left, I pull it out. It's not so much about solving problems, but it's very much about this weird political correctness. And frankly, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the H-1B visa program, so everybody hates me in the Seattle area in software engineering in that sense. I don't fit the demographic, and I don't buy the bullshit. With respect to H-1B visa, if there's a STEM crisis, then by definition, your public schools that you tout have failed. That is a simple, of course, I'm making a point that requires some logic, and people don't learn that in public schools any longer, obviously. But if there is a STEM crisis, then what the fuck have we been doing at our public schools? You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry for that little rant, but that's how I feel. So, yes, and yes, and yes. I am currently very poor. I am currently, food insecure at times, I suppose. I do have the little card, but I was stupid. I got it and then I bought a lot of stupid shit. Bought a lot of really terrible shit. In fact, it's probably one of the reasons why I haven't felt very good in the last week. I bought a lot of sugar. I shouldn't have done that. That was stupid. A lot of Coca-Cola, a lot of Doritos, because I guess I hadn't been able to afford those in a while, and it was like, I don't know. It just felt like the thing to do. It was really stupid. But I'm not glorifying being poor, okay? I don't think it's cool to be poor. I don't think it's cool to be homeless. I don't think most people want to be poor. And even if you want to argue that they want to be poor, should you not still err on the side of being kind? This is a question. I also don't believe in Marxist bullshit. I think communism is bullshit. I think that you'll never solve the problem of homelessness if you do it the way a communist would. In fact, you'll simply make the problem worse because you're going to make more people poor. I don't think it's right to steal from a person. Listen, if you want to voluntarily help me and you know my deal and you know that there's a chance I'll fail, and if you loan me money, there's a chance you'll never get it back. If you want to do that, that's your business. But you should not be forced to do it. It's one of those things about the credit system. People think the credit system is free, and I'll let you know. I currently owe a lot of money, and between you and me, and all the crap that's been done to me, and all of us, and the way the banking system works, I don't give a shit that the banks ever see one damn cent. I owe the banks money. That's the reality. In every sense of the word, I owe the banks money, and I couldn't give a shit. Of course, they get their pound of flesh. They do. It's very much about that these days. and I'm probably screwed. Barring a miracle, I am probably screwed. I mean, I definitely don't care about my credit score, but it's becoming one of those things, kind of like the mark of the beast, you know? If you don't have a good credit score, if you don't have a mobile device, if you don't have certain things right now in America, in the United States, and weirdly, this doesn't seem to apply sometimes to illegal aliens, a whole nother story. But if you don't have certain things, then you might as well not exist. You do not exist. You're not a real person. You have to have a social security number. If you don't have one of those, you're not a real person, unless, of course, you know, you're an illegal alien and you're doing identity theft. I mean, here's the thing. I don't hate Mexican people, but I do think the immigration thing victimizes some people. It victimizes a lot of people. It's based on a lie. This money, this free credit that we're using, it's not free. Someone is getting screwed. It may be more distributed, kind of like TEPCO burning radioactive material after Fukushima. The burning doesn't help with the radiation, but it does spread it around. So the cancer spreads around. So the likelihoods are different. That's the thing. The burning, the radioactive waste that TEPCO did not help the radiation. It simply spread it all over the fucking place. Add that to horrible bullshit. Horrible, terrible crap that TEPCO did, General Electric did, with respect to before, after, and during all of it, Fukushima. Don't want to talk about that. But I am poor. I don't have very much money, and I'm not ashamed. I'm also not proud. I'm not going to tell you being poor is awesome. Being poor sucks. I'll also tell you that I do screw up, and it may be the case. I do have to be honest with myself. It might just be the case that at some point in the future, the person I am is going to lead to my destruction. I have to admit that to myself because that could be true. I also know that I am who I am, and I want to be who I am. I don't want to be told to be somebody different. It's very funny. I'm constantly told by people that I need to be understanding and tolerant. But what I find interesting is that this tolerance is not shared with me. I am a Christian. I'm a white man. I'm straight. I'm male. I don't think everyone's going to heaven. But I also don't think I have a right to go around being a jerk. And if you're gay, for example, it's not my business that you're gay. It's your business. Frankly, keep your business to yourself, as I will, because you don't want to see me doing it. I don't want to see you doing it. That's a separate topic, right? But you kind of have to be understanding on this planet. You're going to meet a lot of different people. So I am poor and I'm not ashamed. I am not proud. If you're rich right now and you have money, especially if you enjoy my podcast, if you really are rich and you really do have money and you enjoy my podcast, then you will get no argument. You can go ahead and go to Patreon and you can immediately become the coolest person in the world. There's a, believe it or not, insanely, pathetically, desperately, there's a category for $2,000 a month. I mean, that's insane. I don't know any people that could ever afford that. But I put it there just in the wild ass chance that somebody that listens to my podcast has a lot of money and wants to help a crazy old Irishman in Little Saigon stay alive to podcast and maybe do some other things, improve up his score, get the Yamaha back, get the keyboard out of Hawk. It's a fantasy. It's bullshit. I, as a poor person, but not that poor relative to the most of the world. Most of the world is way worse. But as an American white man, middle class poor person, I have to get creative when I'm cooking. And you know what I did? I figured out a way to get creative this afternoon, and it put me in a really good mood. I figured out that I had four or five things, and if I put them together, I could make myself a pretty good soup. Now, I know that doesn't sound exciting. I mean, these are the things. I had onions. I had onions. I had these little packets, these soup packets from the pho I was given. I was given some pho. I'm not a fan of the pho noodles. They get all gushy and slimy. I don't like pho. But the little soup packet, that was useful. So I got the onions in the soup packet from the pho packet. No pho. I had the pasta I got at the food bank. Still pretty good stuff. You know, the little tubes, the little Italian tubular pasta, whatever. I had pepper, I had salt. I had some black beans. I had beans. So I put all this stuff together and I made a pretty good soup. And here's the thing. This is the thing about being down on your luck. And maybe this is the positive message. If you want a positive message from talking about poverty, because here's the thing. I know it brings people down to hear that there are people who are poor who, you'd say, well, Dan, gee, how can you be poor? You seem to be talented. And listen, if I wanted to be working right now in Seattle, I probably wouldn't have gotten angry when I was on the job at Alaska about the crap that happened. I sometimes choose my pride and my dignity over my pocketbook, and that's my own fucking problem. That's a dangerous thing to do these days. And if you have a family, you really can't do it. So yeah, I got happy that I was able to make this soup, and it makes me think of I'll leave you with this. It does make me think of a part of the Bible, a man by the name of Elijah. And Elijah's kind of on the run, but Elijah is, I think he's in a canyon on the run next to a stream, and God sends him ravens that bring him meat and other things and bread, and just the ravens bring him pizza. Let's just put this in Dan terms. If I was Elijah, the ravens would be bringing me cheeseburgers from Dick's off of Broadway. And so, yeah, it's kind of cool. And I think God does that for a lot of us. We do have hard times, but I think if we have faith in God, especially when it comes to people and their generosity, because, I do think there are people out there that care. I don't think everybody sucks. I know for a fact people care. You never, you're, you got, you're always surprised by how generous people can be. And Elijah was probably pretty surprised when those ravens came along and said, hey, here's some food, man. We promise we only ate a little. They probably did take a little, fucking ravens. But my point is, the ravens, the crows, they fed Elijah. Elijah needed it, and God made it happen. I think that's true for a lot of us. So I put together some bits and pieces of a good soup today, and I'm not hungry, and there are a lot of hungry people in the world, and I'm not one of them. And I'm pretty lucky, and I've got people in my life that love me and help out, like the ravens. So let's just put it that way. Let's just say that, yeah, it sucks to be poor. It does. It sucks to be poor. It sucks also to live in a country that was once a free country, but it's become, but we've kind of become a neo-feudal Marxist for the rich shithole. Marxism for the rich shithole. We've become a very tyrannical shithole, run by bankers, run by plutocrats who really don't have their money because they've worked hard, but at this point it's pretty much corruption, piled on corruption. And you might be poor on top of that, and you might be barely making ends meet. And I would say to you what I say to myself, I am alive, not dead. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm not going to give up. I'm also not going to pretend that I have any magical answers or solutions because I do not. I don't. I don't believe in that thing called The Secret. I know it was popular on Netflix as a documentary, as an informational video about the secret of how if you imagine near yourself into some beautiful thing, you'll be there. I don't believe in that shit. And maybe that's why I'm poor. You see, that's the thing. You can come back and say, Dan, if only you believed in The Secret. Yeah, I mean, and I could worship Baal as well. I could worship the Dark One, but I'm just not gonna. Anywho, if you're poor out there of a body or wealth or spirit, if you're poor in any sense, if you're just simply poor of spirit, you got plenty of money but not a lot of hope. If you're simply poor of spirit, you never know when God's gonna send some ravens. God does that. Sometimes they're in human form, sometimes they're actual ravens. Sometimes it's a dog, Your dog just is extra nice and makes you feel better. I don't know. I don't own a dog, but I guess that might happen. Anywho, I hope you're having a great day and I'll talk to you later.